The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. It is 7:05 here on the very first day of July. Good morning to Ashray.
Good morning and happy Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day.
Well, you know what? I can't wait.
Creative. Okay. I think they started becoming creative when everything was, bacon ice
cream. When you put chocolate on it, you've become creative.
All right. Have you had the bacon ice cream? It tastes
good. I have.
Yes. They came in on the show.
Yeah.
And they brought that and we were like,
one of us liked it better than the other.
Okay, let me go to the weather real fast here. Good morning, everybody. Today will be sunny with a high near 93. Tonight will be our clear skies with lows of 65. Tomorrow calls for a high of 94. And mostly clear tomorrow night with lows around 65 with winds about 5 to 9 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 91, mostly clear Wednesday night with lows of around 66. Independence Day will be sunny with a high near 94, and that night will be mostly clear with around 68. Great night for fireworks. Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 102, and Saturday, 103, and Sunday, 101. So get ready because this weekend we're going into triple-digit weather. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Receiver and veteran discounts are welcome.
Okay.
365-3793.
On the line is Senator Brian Daly. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you?
So are you getting used to that?
Yeah, I guess.
The title, Senator, yes. Good morning.
It's the first time we've talked to you since the election.
No, I came on for a few minutes, and what I wanted to share with you, I only have a little bit of time.
Okay.
I got another call I got to get on, but I wanted to just say happy Independence Day and just give you a quick update on what's happening in Sacramento. We're in bankruptcy with PG&E, and they're trying to figure out how to come out of that. And at the same time, the other two IOUs, which is Southern Cal Edison and San Diego SDG&E are having a hard time borrowing money as well. So they could be downgraded to junk bond status, which would put them in the same situation as PG&E. So that's what we're working on pretty hot and heavy right now, trying to figure out how to keep them, the other utilities, from being downgraded. And so that'll be the push before we take our summer break, which is the 12th. So a lot happening there. So I just want to kind of give you an update of what we're doing. The budget did get out. We're looking at the trailer bills that come through now, which actually fund big portions of the budget. So that's what I've been up to my first couple weeks in the Senate is voted no against the budget. Obviously, there's tax money that should go back to the taxpayers and a lot of spending on programs that are commitments that we're going to have to keep long-term when we should be looking at streamlining regulations and allowing business to thrive in California instead of regulating them. And then also when we have a downturn in the economy, it'll be difficult to keep all these promises that they're making down there.
Well, today we just raised our gas taxes, just went up 5.6 cents. Up now it's 47.3 cents a gallon, and in 2016 I read it was only 28 cents a gallon. How did that happen so fast?
Yeah, well, that's due to the environmental laws that we have with the global warming initiative that was passed a long time ago, quite frankly, and they continue to keep pushing those regulations down on us to have clean air quality. But I've always said that. And they're regulating the combustible engine, which is not the biggest emitter of carbon. Forest fire is, and I've stressed that many times in Sacramento. And so I'm still pushing for that, but it's been difficult to vote against all taxes and want to make sure that you know, we do things the right way, which a lot in Sacramento don't understand, that you can grow the economy a lot faster and actually have more revenues if you cut the red tape and allow business to thrive and allow people to have the free markets work as they were designed by our forefathers.
Well, you would think so. What are the big things happening?
Well, like I mentioned, this week we're going to be focused in the next couple weeks mainly on trying to see that, you know, make sure that our utilities are healthy. Obviously, PG&E's in bankruptcy, and that's been very difficult. And there's a lot of moving pieces to that, Carl. It's, you know, we have people that lost their homes, and they, if they had insurance, the insurance companies are, you know, there for them. But the liability falls on the utility that caused the fire. And when you're in bankruptcy, there's no resources to go after. So that's something I'm concerned about, is to make sure that the people who lost their homes, not to their fault, but due to the not maintaining the power lines, they need to be made whole. And so, but that's difficult. When you're in bankruptcy, it's up to a judge. And so I'm not sure exactly what part the legislature is going to, you know, how they're going to, we're going to play in that, but we're going to be focused on it this week to see if we can't make some sense of it.
Well, you know, the thing with that is that they can't, you can't put a PG&E out of business. I mean, you just can't. So, but there is there a chance that the state will step in or the feds will step in to help these people if they have to?
Well, you know, when they, the last time PG&E was in bankruptcy, they basically allowed them to bond out further and spread those bonds over time. And that's how they put the, allowed them to get solvent again. So they're looking at that, but it's you know, it's still, at the end of the day, like if Reading Utility, like we have locally, if they cause a fire, the ratepayers basically own the utility. It's owned by the people, and those rates are passed on. But when you have investors, investors take profits out. And that's what's wrong with PG&E and the IOUs, the investor-owned utilities, is that they didn't do their job, and they allowed their dividends to be paid, and they didn't take care of their infrastructure. So that's the tricky part of this, is that we want to make sure that the investors are on the hook and that they pay their fair share. But when they can't, when there is no investors, there's no pot to go get the resources from. So I'm very much concerned about it falling onto the ratepayers, and the ratepayers, we're already paying too much energy cost in California as it is, and so that's the part that we'll be focused on this week.
Are you what's your wife's running for assembly? What's your thoughts on that? I mean, after everything you've gone through, After everything you've gone through.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously both of us are. Love our community and care about California, and you know, we're a good partnership. We've been married 20 years, and I often say that the two of us as a team are great. And you know, I'm looking forward to her in a race. She's doing it on her own, pretty much. Obviously, I'll help her where I can, but it's up to the voters at the end of the day, Carl. To you know, if they choose my wife, I know they'll have a good selection there. And so, August 27th, we'll find out. There's the filing deadline is. It's the next couple days, and so we'll see who's all in the race and see how that goes.
Okay. How much longer do we have? You got to run?
I got to get on another call here, and I'm just outside of Red Bluff, where I know I'm going to have tough service here in a little bit.
Okay.
On the next one.
Well, thanks a lot. I hope next time we can spend a little more time with you, Senator.
Absolutely, and have a great 4th, and be safe out there with the fireworks. We don't need any more fires.
No, we sure don't.
Okay, same to you.
Senator
Thanks,
Brian
Senator.
Daly.
Right,
thanks a lot, Senator.
Care.
You bet.
Bye.
Hey, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Okay, this weekend we took apart the whole Sleep Number bed.
We did.
So we could get it, you know, off the racks and everything, so we could get clean under our regular cleaning under the bed.
Right, and it was easy, and it's an easy disassemble and assemble.
Yeah, I mean,
and you have the
you don't
two,
need to be a technician.
You have the two plastic tubes that go into, this is why we have the dual temp or the dual control. So the tubes go in, one tube goes in the left, of course, one to the left, one to the right. And it's very easy to just pop them apart, take the mattress off, take the box. It's on two, heavy-duty plastic things. So those are easy to move, take apart, disassemble. We haven't done it in a while, so we wanted to get under there and vacuum and clean under the bed and all that. So it was a little project, but it was easy.
It is. And you know what? The Sleep Number 360 smart bed now adjusts. Not only does it adjust on any side, but it also is it senses your moves at night, and then it kind of moves along with you, adjusts along with you so you can sleep better. You got to ask yourself, how much is a good night's sleep worth? Right now, if you visit a Sleep Number store, you can learn how to sleep like a pro because, you know, the pro football season is quickly approaching. This is July. They're in camp right now. And many of the football players are on the Sleep Number bed as the official sleep and wellness partner in the NFL. Sleep Number is proud to bring game-changing sleep to everyone. So the only way you're going to find out, though, is to head on down to the Sleep Number store. You get to enter it for a chance to win not only a Sleep Number 360 smart bed and a trip for two to the Super Bowl 54
wow.
in Miami. Just head on down and Target Shopping Center and to the Sleep Number store. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. It's 7:16 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages. 63 degrees today, and it's going up into the 90s. We'll be right back.
Is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order popular amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. I want to do a shout out for our sponsors. Good morning. In fact, they're coming today.
Alliance Heating and Air over at the house today. Serving the North State for over 25 years. You just had this look of fear on your face. It's because, do you know what time they're coming over?
I'm going to have to call them.
Find out. Okay. Hey, look, they can work any make or model. They've been taking care of our air conditioning. Well, 7, 8, 9 years now? I can't tell you because we never had a problem with it. The one problem we had, it was a compressor blew out off of a system somebody else had put in like 2 years before that, and Alliance Heating and Air came in and took care of it right away. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and
They're
Air.
They're great.
A lot of things going on.
Okay. Well, we're going to be
We've got like 45 minutes because usually Dally takes the whole 45
right.
minutes.
Well, we've got a lot to cover. We're going to do a shout-out in remembrances, tickets to give away. But first, you know, today California is set to require background check for ammo sales, Carl. A new California law that will require almost all buyers. And I don't understand when it says require almost all buyers to go through background check.
I don't know who the ones that aren't are.
Goes in effect today, potentially increasing the amount of time and money it takes to purchase. As it is, California has some of the toughest gun laws in the nation. The state bans most assault weapons and restricts the sale of possession of large capacity magazines. There's also a 10-day waiting period prior to the sales to transfer of a firearm, among other restrictions. The new law is meant to protect the public by keeping ammunition from getting into dangerous hands, the state says. Advocates, though, remain convinced that the inconvenience of law-abiding gun owners is necessary for the public good.
That is such... You know what? You know the last time I saw a statement like that? And if I could just liken it to something, it was at a, it was right after they had brought in all of these Longhorns, and the residue of the Longhorns cattle as they were moving through is kind of what that is. Let me tell you what they say. Oh, it'll keep gangs from getting bullets or getting fire or getting ammo. What they'll do is they'll have somebody else buy it for them like they do. Or they'll just go across into another state, buy it with cash, because if you go in, say, Nevada to buy it and you use a credit card, they'll find, you know, you're from California, we can't do that. They just go over and spend, you know, several thousand dollars of their drug money and sex trafficking money on ammo. And then they bring it back and give it to everybody. It's not, you know, it's not going to slow it down a bit. What it does do, though, is for everybody that wants to go out and buy ammo, as we were talking about, should have been buying it last week. Today when you go in, you know what, I think I may just go in today just to see if I can buy ammo. I'll go down to Bastiani. I will present my, not only my driver's license, but my passport. I will fill out the paperwork. They will run it through an instant background check, and we'll see what happens. I have a feeling that it's not going to work as easy as they think. I think that if you've already got a firearm registered, it has to have all the exact information that's on your driver's license. If it doesn't, they'll come back and say, "I'm sorry, you're not registered. You have to buy the $19 registration, and then you'll be registered, and you have to wait 10 days before this thing comes back." Now, if it works, you go in there, you buy your ammo. They have to put down every bit of ammo you buy, the number of boxes, rounds, all that stuff. Then you pay for it. So I think I'm going to go down there and experiment today. I just have to see how it's going to work. It's not anything to make it easy. But also about ammo, today completes the statewide ban on all lead ammunition for hunting. The ban will reduce the risk that toxic fragments from lead bullets or shot will poison critically endangered California condors along with other raptors and scavengers, which, of course, also is – there's no science behind that one either. According to Dr. Doug McConnell, that lead fragments go into you, that people live with lead fragments all the time, that it'll go straight through you, you will pass it. You know, this whole thing, again, is based off of, it's based off of what if, or it could be, or might kind of science.
I wouldn't want to have any lead, you know, bullets laying around in me.
I had men that had shrapnel coming out of them for years after the war. It would just work its way out.
And also in the news, are you finished with that?
No, I'm never going to be finished with California and the stupid laws, but I am finished with that.
Okay. Hong Kong. Okay, now the big deal with the protests happening in Hong Kong is thousands marched on the 22nd anniversary of the former British colony's return to China. The combative protesters and marchers oppose a government attempt to change extradition laws to allow suspects to be sent to China to face trial. Now, you know, it was 1997 when the takeover happened, and I lived and performed in Hong Kong, 85, 86, 87. And I can remember many, many people who lived in Hong Kong. There was a huge expat group of people there. But, I mean, people that have lived in Hong Kong for 20, 30 years that were looking to get out, and how they were going to get out, and because of China takeover. And I remember, gosh, that's 10 years from now, but people were planning for this reason, because this annual march in the afternoon was expected to be larger than usual because of the proposed extradition bill has awakened broader fears that China is eroding the freedoms and rights guaranteed to Hong Kong for 50 years under a one country, two systems framework.
Well, of course they are. They don't, you know what, they're going after people there, and they've got some of the largest protests have ever been, like 2 million people have been out there protesting against it. The police have been hitting them with, it hasn't been violent. It hasn't been extremely violent like you see in Portland. Antifa. I don't know if you've been watching, but Portland, the mayor of Portland has just given up the streets to Antifa. And, you know, every other weekend there's like a riot going on down there. But this one had a photographer in the middle of it. The guy's a conservative. He's gay. He's Republican. But he's a photographer and a videographer. And they know who he is. And there was comments in social media that to go find him. And they did. They just beat him up.
That was a mob. That was literally, he was attacked and mauled by a mob.
By a bunch of people with their faces covered. And you know what? When you look at Antifa, what is the difference between Antifa with their faces covered and doing this than the Ku Klux Klan? No. Seriously, what is the difference between people intimidating other people by the threat of force or by using force, which is what they do, and the Ku Klux Klan from the 20s to 30s, and, you know, hell, they may even be up to now. But what's the difference? There is no difference. They're terrorists. They're terrorists. And so the city of Portland has been taken over by terrorists, and on any day they want it, because he calls the police and backs the police off. And so the police have to stand there and watch this. It's rare that they're going
to
ever arrest anybody.
Behind.
And Ted Cruz today said, this has got to stop. And if the mayor of Portland wants to let all this happen, then we can just set the feds in and set this down. Great idea to me. You want to riot in the streets and beat up people because you don't like what they think or what they say?
First Amendment.
You know what?
He thinks that we have to stand behind the First Amendment.
That's
what
it is.
Freedom of speech.
And if you have a coward like you have up in the mayor of Portland, then maybe somebody needs to step in. You know, I hate to say have the Fed step in. I hate that. But what about the people of Portland? You know, why don't they stand up and say enough of this? We've had enough. Either you fix it, we're going to do a recall election and get rid of you and put somebody in there that will keep our streets clear and safe. I just don't understand how they've gotten to this point.
Well, how can
where the mayor thinks it's okay?
I don't either. But how can they not go back? You know, they can aim in and zoom in from satellite imagery on so many things. Why can't they zoom in on the back heads of these people that are their
face? Well, because they're wearing masks.
That you cannot tell me that you can't figure out from a backpack or something of who these people are and arrest them for brutality. Because they were throwing rocks and beating this guy up.
No, it's assault. And, some of you could say maybe assault with the intent to kill on these. Because what they're doing is they're taking the milkshake containers. Because that's a big thing. Oh, we milkshake them. Well, what they're doing is the police have warned people they're putting quick-setting cement in it.
It's terrible.
So when they're carrying their little milkshake thing, it's really quick-drying cement so that when they throw it, instead of being a milkshake, now it's a 2-pound missile that they're throwing. I mean,
this is evil.
Where they are.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we do have tickets. We're going to talk about Independence Day. We do want to do a remembrance and shout out to somebody who, wow, we didn't know about this person passing away until we read it in the paper. It was shocking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a few other things, too, we have to talk about today, including the comments on Facebook about RV Scheid that was on our show Friday. Anyway, right now. At BNT Satellite, if you are a military or a first responder, you're going to get the Stars and Stripes package if you give a call to 241-3474. Is it time to change? Is it time to go to DISH, your local premier satellite dealer? Not only do they have gift certificates, but they have these packages there. It's a free upgrade to a Hopper 2 so you can stream TV on DISH anywhere while deployed. Your first movie rental fee each month for 4 years is going to be free. For 4 years of service. It's no additional cost, the Stars and Stripes package, because Doug Tulley, a veteran himself, wants to reach out not only to our veterans but our active first responders. Give them a call, 241-3474-241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. 7:31 in the morning, 65 degrees out there, and weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back here on July 1st, 2019. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
All aboard!
Good morning and welcome back to to KCNR 1460. You know what? It's firework, 4th of July independence.
Here's 4th of July. Here's fireworks for you. I love you. And you're just so funny in the morning. When you come in, I'm focusing on the show, and my own true love here comes running in. And she says, "Oh, look, we got new cards. We got new cards." And they just blow out upside down on my desk. And then she's putting them back. Meanwhile, I'm doing other things here.
No, you just looked at me like, watch the milk spill.
I figured you could fix it.
Watch the milk.
It wasn't like it was going to hurt you.
Unbelievable. You know, ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
Good morning, everybody. And guys, you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, speaking of watching, being a wonderful bystander, let's talk about a couple of the Independence Day events where you can take your family. And I love the fact that they're saying, leave your pets at home. Folks, leave your pets at home when we talk about these Independence Day events coming up. Anderson, July 3rd, of course, it's Anderson Explodes. It's going to kick off at 4 p.m. You want to mark your calendars because that's just happening on Wednesday. The best place to watch a concert fireworks is the grassy area at the fairgrounds racetrack. And they start at 9:30. And it's open for free.
That's the grassy area where our truck was parked when we were doing stock car races.
Oh, boy.
After we got nailed.
July 4th, Reading's Freedom Festival starts earlier here in Reading with the second annual Firecracker 5K run at 8 a.m. That goes events all day long. But, of course, 5 p.m. is where you are out in front of the Civic. Two sites near the firework fall zone will be closed. Turtle Bay Boat Ramp and the Sundial Bridge is closed from 9 to 11. So don't think you're going to go hang out on the bridge and watch fireworks. So anyway, and it also says in this particular article, no tobacco, no dogs or pets.
No vaping.
That means you can't bring a snake, you know, if you happen to be your style. Or alcohol are allowed on the auditorium grounds. Now, Mount Shasta, fireworks there as well on the 4th of July. And that's going to be the fireworks flyover Lake Siskiyou at 9:45 Thursday. Tune into Z100 FM to hear musical accompaniment. Shasta Community Fireworks President Tom Hastings. Great place to watch include Lake Siskiyou Campground. Bernie, July 4th through 7th, Bernie Basin Days. There's going to be fireworks up there, Los Molinos. And Weaverville, of course, used to love to see the fireworks celebration up there. And there
wasn't that Boom Boom, Bertigliano used to do that?
Boom Boom something was out of, you know, used to live in Hayfork. So he actually sold his company, but there were some of the best fireworks. And I'm sure you're going to see great fireworks up in Weaverville.
They've already got the Civic Auditoriums already back. They've already got it started to be fenced off for where they put all the, in the back there where they put all the fireworks where they set them off. By the way, all these are set off by computers. I'd love to get somebody on that knows what they're doing.
Absolutely. I've always said that.
This.
I'd love to have somebody come on and talk about fireworks.
We've got to get over to Nathan and see if we can't get the guy that's doing the shooting to get one of his people on to talk about just what that's like.
Well, Boom Boom used to do Weaverville on the 3rd and then here on the 4th.
Yeah.
And then Hayfork, he had his own special night that he did. And those were some, I mean, I've been in Hong Kong, you know, where China has great fireworks, you know, and so they would come through, and these fireworks that would happen. In fact, Queen Elizabeth was coming through, I don't know what celebration it was, but it was a British celebration. And those fireworks, I thought, we'll never repeat these. And then, of course, I was in Mexico over in 2000 when, you know, we all changed over. But Hayfork with Boom Boom were the best, by far, the best fireworks I ever saw in my life. And you were sitting on little lawn chairs on the dirt, and they were so... It was amazing. Anyway, so we've got beautiful fireworks. The McConnell Foundation has always sponsored these fireworks here, too, and so we do a shout-out for them.
Another thing the McConnell Foundation does for our community. Okay, two things. One, I don't know if the name Doug Bennett sounds familiar to you all. We've known Doug for many years. He is an activist, but he was really strong in the Democratic Party. He was a construction guy, and not only that, he was a veteran of the Air Force Intelligence who flew many missions as a Russian linguist during the Vietnam era. He did have a passion for activism, and his 20 years of post-retirement sat on several nonprofit boards that encouraged independent thought and expanded critical thinking as an alternative to corporate media. He helped launch two community-supported radio stations, was a radio show host and producer. He has, as a civil rights activist, was a primary force behind Citizens for Responsible Government, where he sat as chairperson for 8 years. He was absolutely critical for launching the North State chapter of the American Civil Liberty Union. And Doug came on a couple times to talk about that and a few other things. He was also responsible for reinvigorating the Earth Day celebration in Reading. He lived he was a healthy guy, but he died at age 74 after contracting a rare illness. So that is really, I mean, I had no idea, first of all, that he was ill. And it's been a couple years since I've seen him. But, you know, he was a very much a viable member of our community. And we're going to miss him. And Doug Bennett and I were probably, you know what, we didn't agree on everything politically, but we agreed on a lot of things.
He was an elegant man. He was fair. He shook your hand and looked you in the eye. He'd been in here several times, you know, with representing the ACLU. When we talk about, we've had everywhere from the, you know, Northern California Militia to ACLU. I mean, he fought for the underdog. He fought for, you know, we were talking about marijuana grows. He brought in some of those people. And he was just always somebody who was a elegant man. He was an activist. He wasn't an anarchist. He was someone who is... was able, you could break bread with a guy across the table and know that you could agree to disagree. And so when we opened up the paper this weekend, I went, oh, my God.
It was really a shock. Which leads us to the next part. On Friday, R.V. Scheid was on the show. And he told everybody that he was going to be on the show on Facebook. And he says, pray for me. Well, the comments that came back were interesting. One of them said that, you know, there's a couple comments that were... They weren't bad comments, but they were disparaging about us. But not only did RV have a good time on the show, he went out and he told everybody that and he's going to be back on again. RV and I don't agree on a lot of things, but one thing that I try to get across to everybody is that when you're here sitting on and across from us, there's no attack going on here. We let people speak their mind, and we're able to talk about the issues. And I wish I wish more of the country, or maybe all of the country, would have this ability to sit there, talk about the issues, not raise your voices, not make it personal, and then, you know, be drinking coffee and have a handshake afterwards. Say, hey, let's get back together again. And which is what RV has. He's agreed to do that. And he's not the only person that's leaning into that leans in a different direction than we do, because now, of all times, we have to start pulling our people together. But here's the thing is, if we pull them together right here locally, that's where we have a big impact on each other. I could care less what Kamala Harris says, because she could care less what I have to say. But if I can talk to somebody that's looking in a different direction than I look, and they can talk to me. There's always a place that we can meet, you know, somewhere in there and agree on something. And that's what RV, and that was so important when RV came on, and we talked about Christian nationalism, but we also talked about Trump and several other subjects. So we're going to replay that on this Friday, that show. So if you missed it, it's going to be back on again. And then there were several other people commenting, including another guy I want to have on the show, another former helicopter pilot, worked a lot with Marines, and he has his Marine and Army stories too. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. There's so many things going on. Trump steps into North Korea, and the first time a president of the United States has ever stepped into North Korea, and what do you hear about it? Well, you hear, it depends on which network you're listening to, of course. Oh, this doesn't mean anything. Oh, this doesn't mean anything. Blah, 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 blah. Or this is a second, you know what? He did not walk next to Kim Jong-un. He was levitating because he is better than sliced bread. So not only that, but the White House spokesman, the new spokeswoman there, got into a physical pushing match with the North Korean security for what? To let the U.S. press follow the president. She got into a pushing contest and actually got bruised up. She was standing up for the U.S. press. Now, if that doesn't buy her at least an honest one day of asking her questions, nothing will. We'll be right back after these messages. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank just opened up their main headquarters at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They just moved down there. They bought the building. It is beautiful in there. And I tell you what else is beautiful. Customer service and how they want to take care of our community and the people that bank with Cornerstone Community Bank. Visit them and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. A quickie on what's happening with our FM tower. We have been up there twice, and it appears that, and I don't know if there's anything that's tied to it, but when the internet went out last week, I don't know if something happened and it surged or something, but all of our diagnostics show that we've got a signal going up there, and we had an engineer up there. I was up there. So today we are going back into the transmitter itself, but we're not sure that transmitter's on, the streamers are on. So now it's one of those things about finding out where it's being held up at. So worked on it this weekend, and now we're going to work on it again today.
So this morning, let's see how many of our FM listeners have switched over to AM, and what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give away $10 in Black Bear Bucks and 4 tickets to the Colt 45s. Wonderful package to go grab a cup of coffee and a pie, piece of pie, go check out the game, family of 4. Give us a call at 605-4567.
There you go.
And that's yours.
Okay. The other things that are going on in our world here, all those things that are so important. And then I see where the state California bill backs wearing of natural hair. They passed a bill that would protect students and employees from discrimination based on natural hairstyles, poisoning the state to become the first to end race-based discrimination based on hairstyle. It passed in the Assembly 69-0 on Thursday. And amid state anti-discrimination laws also include traits historically associated with race, including hair texture and protective hairstyle.
What?
I didn't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what it is saying is that some places were discriminating against, in many cases, African Americans because of the way that they wore their hair. I guess.
I'm just.
You know, it's one of those things where I find that amusing. And what are you thinking of? Because I don't see it happen. You know, it doesn't happen with me. It doesn't happen it here. I mean, you wear dreadlocks in here, you wear dreadlocks. Okay, fine. Wear your hair in braids, fine. I mean, it's okay. It's what kind of job are you doing? But I guess that there's been problems with this anyway, so now it's part of the law.
Oh.
Well, I'm just saying is that obviously there's been problems with it. The fact is that several, it's enough to cause this consternation. On this.
What do you think of the paper on Sunday? I mean, we get the paper on Sunday. We don't get it through the week, but we get it on Sunday morning. Well, and we usually like to drink our coffee and read the paper. And actually, it was an interesting Sunday paper.
This is the first time I've actually brought the paper in because it had things in it that I wanted, to talk about. We're going to have Nadine Bailey on. Nadine is a brilliant woman.
Activist.
She's a community activist.
Mm-hmm.
But she says here, While Reading City officials bring in outside experts to tell us how to become fire safe and ask for more firefighters to plan for the next fire, no one seems to want to deal with the problem that's creating all of these fires. Too much wood. And that's the problem. We've got too much of it. We've got to fix it. Let's go to the phones. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, good. We are just great. How are
Thank you? Thank you. Happy Monday.
Oh, yes, ma'am, and it's a spectacular Monday.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, on my way into the office, and I heard you offer up the $10 Black Bear Bucks. So you know what? Advance Automotive, we'll put another $20 on top of that. So that's $30.
Aww.
Well, that's cool.
Well, wow.
For anybody that wants to go to Black Bear Diner?
Well, the call-in. You're giving away the, you know, whoever calls in, what? So we'll do for the first five. How's that? So
the first five people will get
the first five people that call in and say, okay, hey, you know what? We listened to you on the FM, but you're not there. So we'll put another $20 on the first five that call in. So how do you like that? Is that okay?
Wow,
sure. You mean for Black Bear?
Okay, you're saying that, well, what we're going to do is we're going to give $10 to Black Bear, because I love this. We're teaming up together here. We're going to give $10 of a Black Bear and four tickets, because we have enough to do that. Four tickets for those people that are loyal enough to go from FM to AM, the first five callers, and Advance Automotive is going to put $20 for each of those five. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
There
okay,
you go.
So you know, hopefully your AM listeners are going to call in.
Because you're going to get $20 from Advance Automotive.
For being loyal to KCNR.
And more tickets. There you go. Hey.
There you go.
And poor Ashley's going to get the phones are ringing off the hook. Love it. We got a couple. You
Good
know what?
For
you're,
her.
You know, Tim, thank you. You know, you are such a somebody. You get an A. You get that gold star because you always bring such an infectious, positive attitude, and whenever you're on the air here, you just come in and like exude this. I am happy to be alive. Thank you so much for my blessings.
Thank you for giving me that opportunity. Life is what you make it, and let's make it great.
Well, you know what? That's absolutely right. You know, I mean, we can sit there and go boo hoo, or we can take it, you know, head on and go for it. And a lot of times, that's just what you have to do.
Well, you know, with Advance Automotive, you're very well aware of when you go into stuff, sometimes it takes, you know, it's not just an hour, and that's what's happening with our FM tower. It's up, it's down. What's going on? I mean, everything shows on this end, and everything shows up there. So something's happening in the middle, and we're going to have to do a big background to figure out what's going on. So you understand, working with automobiles, that it's not just an easy fix sometimes.
We're going to get our computers out today, and now we're going to reset everything. So this could take an all-day. Anyway, hey, Tim, thank you so much. Advance Automotive, what a guy.
Thank you, guys, and enjoy your day.
All
thank
right,
you
thank
so
you.
Much.
So,
well,
Advance Automotive is up for calling in.
Well,
for,
George Carlson was the first guy who won, so you're going to put a 20 on top of that. And then we've got four more people. So Ashley's busy on the phones in there taking your calls. Again, thank you for switching over from our FM into our AM.
Hopefully tomorrow morning we can tell you to switch back to the FM. But or you right. can listen. You know what? Listen to any channel you want. That's really true. Okay. But going back to what Nadine was saying about trees, you know, after the snowstorm, all of these trees are down, and they are down hard, and they're still out in the green areas and the parks and stuff, still haven't been pulled up. And then here is a problem that many people are facing out there next to these green belts is there's people camping out there. And they're having fires, and they're really concerned that with all the trees that are down, all the branches that are down, that there's going to be fire starting in the green belts and go right at them. So this is something that that REU brought up. They're hiring 19 people, and it's not just firefighters. All these people are out there to clear away this kind of brush. And I can't say enough about that partnership that REU rolled in here. The city council jumped on top of it. And this is, you know, they're going to go with this. And hopefully that will start clearing up a lot of the area around here. As you remember what Dan Bean said, they literally want to put a fire line around Reading, going from pole to pole on the outskirts of Reading, and literally put a fire break around Reading. You know, something there that is just remarkable. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after the news. We're going to be here with Enjoy the Magazine because there's a lot of stuff going on that way. It is 7:59 in the morning. It's 68 degrees out there, going up into the 90s. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back after these messages. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Shasta Ready.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran apparently making good on its threat to break some terms of the nuclear pact with world powers.
After 4 years of strict adherence to the nuclear deal, Iran is for the first time in breach of its commitments. Under the terms of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, Iran has the right to stockpile up to 300 kilograms of low-enriched uranium. But a hardline semi-official news agency says that limit has now been exceeded. It says international inspectors have measured and confirmed this. Angered by Donald Trump's decision to walk away from the deal a year ago in favor of tough new sanctions, it's a modest and reversible step. But it's another setback for the deal's European sponsors, who are trying desperately to keep it alive.
That's the BBC's Paul Evans. Hong Kong's legislative chamber is packed with protesters who broke into the building after battling with riot police. The demonstrators, marking 22 years since the former British colony was transferred to China, are vandalizing the legislative building. Tens of thousands of protesters are on the streets. They're demanding greater independence from China. National Transportation Safety Board experts trying to determine why a small plane crashed on takeoff from the Addison, Texas Municipal Airport yesterday morning. All 10 people on board the plane were killed.
There are any number of possibilities that could occur, and as I said, we're not in a position to speculate on those kinds of things.
That's NTSB Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg. Wall Street's bullish on the prospect of renewed trade talks between the U.S. and China. The key averages sharply higher this morning. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 184 points. The S&P 500 Index better by 26. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 99 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7770. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
A powerful bomb blast has rocked the Afghan capital this morning, rattling windows, sending smoke billowing from Kabul's downtown area. Authorities report at least one person killed, 65 others wounded.
The bomb exploded during the morning rush hour in a busy part of Kabul. An official said soon after the blast, a number of gunmen entered a building near the defense ministry. The security forces are engaged in a fierce gun battle with them. A number of children and women wounded in the explosion are from a school in the area. A Taliban spokesman said the target was a defense ministry facility. The explosion took place 2 days after the Taliban and the U.S. began their seventh round of peace talks in Qatar.
That's the BBC's Anvarasan Ethirajan. Japan has resumed commercial whaling after 31 years. Whaling boats embarked on their first commercial hunt since 1988. News and analysis at townhall.com. For all of the market's turbulence, June turned out to be a better month for Wall Street.
The Dow Jones was up 7.2% for the month, its best June number since 1938. For the S&P, which had its best June since 1955, it's up more than 17% for the year, and the NASDAQ is up almost 21% for 2019.
Correspondent George Bonzani. OPEC considering a 6 to 9 month extension of its current deal to cut oil production as it faces an outlook for weaker demand due to slowing global growth. Cartel members meeting today at OPEC headquarters in Vienna. The head of Nigeria's delegation says that her country strongly endorsed the extension of the deal for 9 months, saying it would offer greater certainty to the market. The current deal reduced production by 1.2 million barrels per day starting from the 1st of January. Again on Wall Street, the Dow up 178. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center here on the 1st of July, 2019. Good morning, Linda.
So how's it feel that, you know, you're going to have to spend a dollar more when you buy ammo?
Well, is that all it is a dollar more?
Well,
like, or per round?
No, it's a dollar for the background check. But the question is will that background check work? And then,
does that take an effect now?
Today.
So
we're going to go out and do
it. Damn, I missed it.
So we're going to, well, if you look at Facebook, you'd have seen me saying every other post, get down to Bastiani. He's got thousands of rounds. I saw people walking around with a shopping cart full of ammunition. You buy them, you know, because they just know that it's just going to be rough. Now,
it's a pain.
It is going to be a pain. And then, you know, then you got to look at what are they going to bring up this year for next year?
Yeah.
It's going to be wonderful.
Let me give you an update for the weather for this, this July week. Of course, we have Independence Day and all the things that are starting to kick off today for, to celebrate our Independence Day. But let's talk about it. It's going to be hot. Our temperatures today will be 93 and our low 65. It's beautiful out right now. Our sunny of, tomorrow will be high of 94. It's currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Thanks so much for giving us an update with that. It's a 73 inside the studio here, but a 70 outside in the downtown studios. Wednesday calls for temperatures around 91 with our overnight lows of 66. And Independence Day will be sunny with our highs of about 94 and lows of 68. Beautiful night to watch fireworks. And also beautiful night on Wednesday night with Anderson Explodes. Now, Friday we get to our high triple digits, 102, Saturday 103, and Sunday 101. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
If it's the first Monday of the month, it's got to be enjoy the magazine, enjoy the store,
yes, sir.
Enjoy the revolution. Fucking name not the revolution.
So, sure. Revelation.
Revelation.
The revelation.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Good morning, James Masada. How are you?
I'm well. I always love this. This is one of my favorite times.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys are cards. I love it.
Well,
I love
you watch us
on air. I love it behind the scenes.
Yes.
Not everybody gets, as they're sitting out there in their car, deeply immersed in thought in their truck, and you get a little knock on the windshield, and you look outside, and you have two people mooning you.
Right.
With our clothes on. We mooned you with our clothes on.
Yeah, it was just
I felt like I was on a double planet with two moons rising.
Well, you know what? It scared
me to death.
It was done in good taste.
When you knocked on my window.
I know. You were,
I was totally.
Where were you?
I was trying to read the magazine and figure out what I was going to do because Rhonda wasn't here today. So
right.
I thought, oh, gosh, I got to do this all by myself.
Well, we can talk a lot about, we'll definitely discover the magazine and talk about, you know, the things that are in the store mm-hmm. because you take such an active part in most of the items that come into the store. And
yeah, we've got some really great new fun stuff coming in. I just, it's so great how it happens. Email can be such a pain. I mean, I have like 60 email accounts. And then I get so much spam mail. I wish somebody would make it a law that, you know, you could cut their toes off if they send you a spam email because it's I get I'll come in the morning and there's 600, 800 emails that I have to go through. But with that said, it's also a joy in the sense that when you get all of a sudden an artisan that's somewhere in the area, like I got a woman from Mount Shasta that emailed me the other day, and she's an absolutely exquisite potter. I absolutely love her pottery. And she's like, oh, I want to be in your store so bad. And I was like, well, that's funny. I want you to be in my store so bad.
Well, now, let's talk about somebody that you carried.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess evidently they've gone out of business, and that's that beautiful Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice.
I mean, I just wish that I would have bought that stuff. I don't know if you have anything
that's
left.
I think I have one cake pedestal left.
Man.
That's the only thing
because
I have left.
Because the dishes and the glasses, that was so beautiful.
I'm really, really, yeah, I just got another email from them thanking all their patrons, and it was really heartbreaking, and I just can't wrap my head around it. I mean, I understand what it's like to own your own business and the struggles for sure. I just don't know the true details of the story other than the fact that, you know, they're a national sensation. I mean, Fire and Light has been around forever.
Oh, they're Fire and Light. I call them Fire and Ice.
No, most people call it Fire and Ice, and I think that's because of Pat Benatar. She's
could be.
That's one of my favorite songs.
I think there's a famous Vegas show called that, too. Hey, before we go any further, do you mind me just giving a little shout-out? Now, we're going to be calling Tim from Advance Automotive a little bit later and find out how he wants to do this $20 increments. I'm not sure if he's going to do a check or...
Well, explain to me, because I've been listening in the waiting room.
Well,
what's happening?
Well, okay, so quickly. So thank you. Okay, so our FM...
Mm-hmm.
Signal.
Mm-hmm.
It shows at the tower it's on. It shows here that it's on. It's somewhere.
But people aren't hearing it.
So the FM when you go on the 96.5. Mm-hmm. So we were saying for those people who are loyal that go back to the AM.
Yeah.
And some people never want to leave AM. We've got some diehard AMs that never want to go to FM. But if you can't hear it on FM, you go back to AM.
Sure.
So our AM stations, they're completely two different towers.
Which is kind of cool that you have two different, you know.
They're completely different, located in two areas, completely two different, you know, they're separate. So we were saying thank you, and I was going to, you know, give, well, we are giving $10 Black Bear Diner bucks and four tickets to the Colt 45s.
Mm-hmm.
So Tim, who owns Advance Automotive, who's amazing, called up and said, I'll just tell you what, for the first five listeners that call in, I'm going to give them $20 each on top of the Black Bear Diner bucks. So I'm not exactly sure. We were kind of taken by surprise by that. So Michelle Nichols called in, Janice, Bill, Indian Dave, and then George. And, yes, Indian Dave goes by Indian Dave. We used to ride Harleys with him, so we know exactly that.
Yeah.
That's not,
so we can say that.
Yeah. Does he ride an Indian?
No. But you know what? He does. He did have one.
Yeah.
And I remember because many years ago we were over on doing a run over to the Redwood, run, and they had to send a truck for his bike.
He used to have the Longhorn when you would see
the Long Rider.
The Long Rider, exactly.
Yeah.
And it had, you know, like a, I don't, what, it a had buffalo
a bear,
head.
It had a buffalo head on it. And he would ride those for the Missing in America projects. Mm-hmm. And he drove it all the way back to Arlington carrying the remains of three veterans. One was a Medal of Honor recipient, and two others were Silver Stars. And they were put in a special, like a shadow box on the back. Mm-hmm. And he drove that clear cross country along with, you know, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of other bikers.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love motorcycles. I have three.
Well, then you know what it's like.
Yeah.
And
I've ridden to Sturgis and did the camping for 13 days on the dirt and Buffalo Chip and all
boy.
That stuff. So.
Here's a comment from one of our listeners, Sonny. I have a lot of Fire and Light dishes, goblets, etc. Good, great business in Arcata. So sorry to hear they've gone out. The stuff is awesome. Makes a beautiful table setting.
Yeah,
I bet. So. I was just thinking about that. That's one of those. I think when you kind of go through dishes, maybe you have a set for a while and then you give them away. Those are not giveaways.
No,
those are the ones you want to
see. Though, you'll see them in an estate. So.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what. Before we get started with the show. I mean, before we go into the articles, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Has been doing it for well over a quarter century. Jeff Wurst is truly from the old school. He can fix anything from a chip to a crack over 2.5 feet in length. He guarantees his work. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you that right up front. And then when he does do the work, he, like I said, he guarantees it for life. head on down to 3208 South Market or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today.
Does he have that little shop?
Yeah.
Teeny tiny shop?
Well, it's not teeny tiny, but, well, it's a small shop.
Yeah. We just had something fixed from him.
Yeah.
He's super cool.
Yeah, he is.
The place is really unique, and he is, like, really good at what he does.
Yeah, he's old school. A veteran, too.
Outstanding.
I really liked it. My son was there, and he got a good appreciation for hard work and
yeah.
That stuff. It was awesome.
Yeah, if you got an RV with a chip in your windshield, you know what that's like. Well, tell you what, take it down to Jeff. Give him a call, 241-8373. All right, we'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join us Thursday, July 4th, Independence Day, for Dine and Donate, an Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, all you have to do is go in and have dinner at Elements on July 4th, and 10% of all dinner proceeds will go to Haven Humane. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag, proud to play your part on July 4th. It's Dine and Donate at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us then.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power, Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30. Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Parts and foreign cars, filled with fuel, it isn't ours, and we're in cotton.
And amen to, the the red, white, and blue, and we are celebrating the 1st of July with you all today. Good morning, everybody. It's Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Free Fire Radio.
And, we're going to get into a lot of things here, but you know, at the break, you know, magic happens. And of course, James Masada is with us, who is the owner of Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. First off, let's give our shout out to Four Winds Jewelry. Has been with us since day one. We love our sponsors that have stayed loyal to us through these 10 years.
That.
And
yeah,
we've been AM,
several of them.
And
yeah.
we've gone off to, Media. You know, to FM, back to AM because we've, you know, whatever technical difficulties.
We're going to get that fixed today, or I'm going to just go live out there, so I may not be here tomorrow.
2225.
If I have to, I'm going to go into lick one finger and stick it into the transmitter coming through there and lick my other finger and stick it into the transmitter and just enjoy the 1,000 volts running through me. For 24 hours a day until I get this damn thing.
And then your hair will really be all white then. 2225 Hilltop Drive, that's Four Winds Jewelry. Now, at the break, James Masada, I love, first of all, you know, I got a very big, soft heart spot for me, for you in my heart. You and Rhonda, and you've been with us since day one, since the very first launch. And, you know, you have your Thursday night shows here as well where we can, in that hour, be able to partner with you.
Which I haven't been for the last two because my son and I are doing flight school. And so I'm in a 13-week ground course with him, and it's on Tuesday and Thursday for 3 hours.
Are you having fun with that?
I really enjoy it, but it is really overwhelming. It's, you know, obviously I'm 51 and it's like going back to school and it's a crash course. And basically
I wouldn't even use that term.
What? Crash course?
Crash course. No, that's when you're talking about aircraft.
Yeah. We use that a lot. We do a lot of crash simulations and things and learn through the crashes.
Good.
But it is so much information.
Yeah.
I mean, the book is like 700 pages and the test is. I mean, we have midterms, and we have a test every Tuesday and Thursday night, and then we have three midterms. I'm just like, whoa.
Good.
It's like a tidal wave.
But at least you're there. You've got his back while he's going through it.
Yeah.
And
so I've been missing our Thursdays. Rhonda and my wife have been handling it, which I miss.
Yeah, but it's wonderful because here you are, and Rhonda's got something to do. But at the break, you had said, and this is for our loyal listeners.
Oh, yeah.
James had
said. They're all loyal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, for those people who maybe have loved our FM, and we just got to say we've got technical difficulties. We're going to get that, really try to nail it in today. But thank you for going back and forth to AM. For those Casey and our loyal listeners, the Enjoy store is going to give away right now on the air a $40 gift basket.
Mm-hmm.
James is going to assemble today.
Mm-hmm.
And
for the first person
that can answer, how many years has Enjoy the Store been on air?
How many years has Enjoy the Magazine
published? Okay. Enjoy the Magazine been published.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Because we know the answer to that.
Okay. So callers are going to come in. And of course, Ashley's just been on the phone today. And
she's done a great job because I always give her challenges with music, returns, intros, and exits, and I love it.
On this station, America is not a particularly difficult challenge.
Half
of our
you got fire and ice, too.
I would have had difficult time if I didn't know who it was.
A big shout-out to Tim Morlock, too, from Advanced Automotive. You're a great guy, too. Okay, now, what's going on with the magazine?
So we are in our July issue, which just has come out, and we have what I think is one of my favorite covers ever. And this cover
is a drawing.
It's a hybrid. It is actually done in design, and it is drawings, actual photos, and all put together in a very, very creative way. The artist is named Heather Vine. She works out of Red Bluff. Her husband, Joe Vine, owns the copy centers there and I think in Orland. And they're just fantastic people. We've done a story on Heather. She is such an amazing artist. She works quite often with Santana and does his artwork for his albums.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so she's done so much. That's just one of the things that she does.
This is what she's taken, it looks like, is a map.
With
the grid lines.
There's topographical lines. That is an actual picture of a mountain that's in the coastal range. But this cover was specifically created for one purpose. This issue, we always have a slight theme, right? And this is sensational, and so this is about outdoors, but this is also about adventure. I mean, there's other articles in here, but you'll see that we're introducing CAD, which stands for California Adventure District. And there's a four-page article in here where we're kicking off, and it's going to be a multi-story covering what's going to happen. So you guys know Nigel Skeet very well.
Very well. Thank you.
And you're probably going to get to know Ryan Spitz very well if you haven't already.
He's already been on our sports show on Wednesday nights.
So he's amazing. So we've kind of been brought into this, and we've been selected to be a part of this, which we're very happy and blessed to be that. But this is an article that starts on page 19, and it's called Adventure Untamed, Ryan Spitz and crew kickoff California Untamed.
We've had him on the air before.
Uh-huh. And the new California Adventure District.
Fabulous.
He is fabulous. So him and his wife and two or three kids, I believe, moved up here a couple of years ago from San Diego. And he purchased the Shasta Trail Society. So he is an outdoor, avid outdoor person. But what's happened is people have gotten together to really focus on the beauty and the resources that we have here in Redding, but not just Redding, but Northern California in general. And so what has kind of transpired from this is the California Adventure District, where we are encompassing and grabbing all of Northern California to create a district that will work together as a team and create events and things that will draw tourism to this marketplace. The outdoor adventure business in California is a $97 billion a year industry. And Northern California gets less, I think, than 1% of that. But yet our area of the state makes up such a large portion of what can and where adventure can take place.
The Skeet says the outdoor adventure industry is a $92 billion enterprise with 95% of it south of the Bay Area, which is... And you think about it, and you think...
Which well, I understand.
I guess. Yeah, you got,
But
so much of it is up here.
Yeah. So with that said, this article is the first in many to come to talk about the Adventure District. And the whole goal that we're creating is to try to at least get in the next few years, 3 years, 5 years, like $10 billion out of the Adventure market.
Wow. Well, that is part of this beautiful, and it's synchronistic with the growth of what's happening. I mean, the building, the downtown, where eventually, you know, it is going to be walking and bike, and it's going to be, you know,
it's going to become part of the DNA of downtown Redding.
Exactly.
But I want to say and be very clear that this is going to be very much something that's going to float many boats within Shasta County. But this isn't just about Shasta County. This is about all the northern district counties and coming together and using all of our resources to partner with each other to really make it sustainable and to really create some purpose and amazing things. So with that said, this article is about Adventure Untamed. And what this is Ryan is created with his wife a run that will, I believe, start next year as an official race. So what just took place was Ryan actually is all about it. If he can't do it by, you know, if he's not putting his own boots on the ground, then it won't happen. So he has mapped this race that will now be the longest race in America.
His plan is to do a 330-mile wilderness course snaking its way to Mount Shasta
from Arcata.
From Arcata, that would on June 6th. That's when he was taken off, and it should last to June 12th. It'll be the longest endurance race in the country, outpacing the Moab 240.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've
So what happened is he said, "We've plotted the course, and I'm now going to run it so that we can kind of know." You know, a little bit and all about it so that, you know, they can make sure that it's safe and all that.
Right.
And then Nigel and a team documented it.
Wow.
And so the idea will be hopefully once the documentary portion of it's done, we're going to do a showing outdoors in our outdoor theater.
Oh, love it.
So anyway, so he ran it. And, of course, along the way, he was joined by other runners. Nobody ran the whole thing with him. But big groups of people from Arcata started and ran the first 20 miles, and then along the way, other people joined him. But it was amazing when you think about, you know, the calories that he had to take and the distances that he ran. And, you know, it was amazing. But one of the things that I thought was really interesting when I was reading through this was he ran, 50,000 feet of elevation was gained and 43,000 feet of evolution or elevation was lost. So in his run, he climbed or went the equivalent of 50,000 feet in elevation up and then 43,000 feet.
So you imagine you're climbing, 50,000 feet.
Yeah.
So, you know, over these hills and everything in under the 330 miles. So he's practicing by running, 425 mile, days, in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And where he would go then that, cause they want to do 100 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, think about that, 100 miles a day. I've been in endurance horse races, and they call them rides, but they're races. Uh-huh. And 50 miles in under 12 hours is good. You know, I mean, they give you up to 12 hours, and then mm-hmm. but they have the 100 milers too.
Yep.
And the I mean, this is tough, but you've got those runners out there, and there's thousands of runners that
yep.
do that.
Yep. Yeah. So this is just the very tip of the iceberg. I mean, I have seen the plans for multiple races all over the North State. They've talked about venture hubs and team building and kids camps and zip lines and, you know, on and on and on and on and on. I mean, there's so much to come from this. And so we've been asked to be a part of this as Enjoy, and we just feel really blessed to be a part of it and be able to share this with people first. And
great launch.
Yeah.
Great launch. Okay, we've got to take a break here. It's 8:30 in the morning on KCNR 96.5 FM, and a shout-out to somebody else who's been with us since day one, and that's Sharon from Home Helpers. Serving families with bonded and secure employees that can come to your home if you've had some kind of emergency surgery or somebody is elderly, they will come in and take you. All of your needs. Schedules around the clock for your loved one.
That's right. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes I knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
When everybody's heard about the bird, the bird, 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 the bird's a winner, when the bird, 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 the bird is a winner, when the bird, 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 when the bird.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's right. We're still working on 96.5. We'll get it back. This is just the joys of being a business owner. Cause it's kind of like, it's not like if you have something go wrong in the storeroom and you can fix that, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, we just go, I mean, we're just out there. So we have to fix it and then explain it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Give Judy a call. She's been helping people very well since 1993. 221-0441. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're here with James Masada and enjoy the magazine, which we're going through. And right now we're talking about birds of a feather, but it's not what you're thinking of.
Right. Challenge met again. She got bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. And we're going right into a story on page 49. It's called Birds of a Feather. As you said, Reading craftsman works leather into feather. This is a really cool guy. Again, another gentleman that came into our store. His name is Richard. He goes by many names, Balthazar, or they just call him, I think his Bally is short. But anyway, he's a retired Marine.
Wow.
And I know that Carl would love that.
Yes.
So he just stepped out for a minute. So anyway, but he had an uncle that made these incredible birds out of leather. And his uncle talked to him about it, didn't teach him how to do it, but, you know, kind of walked him through the process. And at some point, you know, after he moved from the Bay Area up here and retired, he decided to take a stab at it. And
beautiful work.
It's really, really hard to imagine what they look like unless you have a copy of the magazine or you come into the store. Anyway, they almost look real, but they're all made out of leather. So he uses, his wife was able to do paper mache. And so he starts out with, I think it's like a wire, and he forms it, and then it's paper mache, and then he puts in metal legs and all that kind of stuff.
So real piece and, of work,
yeah,
a once, work of art.
Once he sculpts it, then he sits and painstakingly cuts out of leather, feather, every single feather, feather by feather by feather, and it's all overlaid over this paper mache until he creates a replica, full-size replicas of birds. And we're talking about all kinds of birds, roosters, hens, beautiful ducks, puffin. If you look on the next page, you'll see there's a blue herring. So look at those ducks that he's in the middle, that picture.
He says, to help with his accuracy, he refers to an encyclopedia of bird life full of color pictures. Mm-hmm. His love of feathered creatures is evident as he flips through the pages, pausing here and there to admire a particular species. He also works from photographs, and his attention to detail is so precise he can describe to you the difference in the shape of the head between a spotted owl and a barn owl.
Yep. So he's just a great old character, good old guy. Like I said, retired military. And
how many of these birds do you have in the store right now?
Right now, I think I only have two. We've sold them since this article came out. We've had a blister of people come in and snatch things up. So that beautiful blue herring that you see down at the bottom,
yes,
that was, you know, I don't know, several feet tall. So, I mean, they're life size. And somebody just bought that yesterday on Friday.
Well, some people, like, I love chickens and roosters.
Yeah.
I just do.
And he'll do them in different poses, some sitting, laying, some with the wings open. Mm-hmm. And we have that puffin, and we have the rooster that's on the first page.
Do you?
Those are the two that we have in there right now, yeah. But you know, what's really cool is up here we have a lot of hunters and a lot of duck hunters.
Right.
So the ducks that he does are absolutely beautiful, and the ducks sell immediately. I mean, there's just because there's so many people that are duck hunters and want them for their office or on their table, or you can mount it on the wall, mm-hmm, or whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. They're snatched up instantly.
Right. And so let's going through and looking, mm-hmm, more at July, in the July issue here, mm-hmm, of Enjoy. What do you usually typically like to do? Do you switch it around, what you and your family do on the 4th?
You know what? We're pretty mellow on the 4th. I mean, in general, our family is pretty mellow. So, you know, as far as traditions go, we love fireworks. So, you know, we'll go and just watch the fireworks. Or we'll, you know, a lot of times we are invited to places for our friends. We have, mm-hmm, quite a few friends that are serious, serious diehard 4th people. The Deniuses, I don't know if you know Mike and Julie Denius, Dr. Denius.
Mm-hmm.
They have for years, they live up above Caldwell Park.
Uh-huh.
So, and they have one of those pools that kind of just hangs
on the edge,
you know, and you can see all of Reading. They have a huge 4th bash that's been going on since our kids were little.
Oh, how fun. So that's a tradition.
Yeah. Some friends of ours on the other side of the bluff, the Montagues, their mother lives on, they all live on the same street. They have usually a big 4th of July bash, and sometimes we're invited to that. So we'll usually go to other people's places.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, we just go down to Sequoia School on the, you know, throw a blanket out and just watch fireworks.
Well, it's my fault. Usually we can see it actually from our house.
I got too excited.
We can see it from our house, but this year, my father's turning 88.
His
birthday's July 5th. So usually, so I was just curious what people are doing.
The fireworks we watched there is her old man chasing her mom around the swimming pool. It's been kind of cool. Yeah. He has sprinklers. He put sprinklers on top, or, you know, they call those sparklers. He put sparklers.
Oh, sparklers.
And he puts on sparklers and he chases her around the backyard. It's pretty cool.
That's
so
fine.
Don't miss the July issue. I do want to do a shout out to my good friend Rhonda Culp, who bought this beautiful home that used to be owned, the Diesel Horse, mm-hmm, home. And she bought it, I remember, when she wasn't sure whether it was going to go through or not. So I was with her from the beginning.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, since then she's added these other cottages. And she has now three cottages. So that is in this issue. It's called Relax and Review, Reading's Riverside Retreat. And Rhonda's just done a beautiful job. Because
yes,
when
she
dug out the bottom underneath her house and did the, you know, for the Indian to do a tribute to the
Native Americans.
What was the name of the Indians at that point where the people had hid some of the Indians? It's in the article.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I don't know.
She purchased the property in 2008 from Building Adventure Jamie Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
They had purchased it from the Diesel Horse family and renovated it. She said, any day the river flows under the Diesel Horse Train Trestle and the famous Sundial Bridge. Nestled on a private 1.5 acres, all located within downtown Reading, this is a place that have inspired, saying, if your train of thought is going nowhere, switch tracks.
That's cute.
But anyway, so she does have, I'm going to look in the front here because I got ahead of myself. She's got the three cottages. Nesting cottages pay tribute to the bald eagles and osprey that hunt along the river. They can be viewed from the cottages, and sitting areas provided, and a sitting area between the two. She's got the Diesel Horse family is said to have helped hide the Indians from settlers. So she has the Diesel Horse room as well.
Okay, I understand, yeah.
Huh. And the Diesel Horse cottage.
Still, every day I'm amazed what we find to write in this magazine.
Right.
You know, in downtown Reading.
In downtown Reading.
There are so many little jewels and hidden places.
Well, you know, when you look around here, you know, we've been down here a long time. And we see things as they're changing, just as you have. You mm-hmm. mean, we're within a good drive, a golf ball drive of each other.
Yeah.
I mean, for, you know, not me, but maybe somebody. But, and we've watched this and we've fought the battles down here. It's not that it's over because we're still fighting them, but we see things like Carnegie Park.
Mm-hmm.
What a huge success this has been
and
taken over. You know, that area down there. And if nothing else, it is that area, that park is now someplace you can walk into.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody's kind of moved on down to the post office, but still, it was, you know, we see things changing, the K2, all these other things that are happening. And you all are right on top.
And the parking structures, I mean, I've been told by several credible people that as early as August or September, that things are going to start coming down.
Really?
So, oh, yeah.
This August, yeah. September.
September, yeah.
Oh, and I'm understanding.
I just heard in the story you said Jamie Lynn. Didn't Jamie Lynn take over the place just across the street here?
Right.
The
Americana.
And then
plus
also,
they're getting ready to buy. He and Brent Weaver have also building other things downtown.
Yeah.
I understand that this new construction down here, we may actually even have a cinema.
Mm, really?
Yeah. And wouldn't that be interesting, to have a cinema downtown?
Nothing like the outdoor theaters that you have, the outdoor movie that you have, and we're going to talk about that movies Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Friday nights, right?
Yeah. We just got done with our first month already. We're moving to Anderson.
Anderson, okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that on the other side of this break here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And thank you for all our loyal listeners.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a better-known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back after these messages.
Came back, settled down, the weather put me in the ground. This is my town.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
And now, back to our show.
Lots of chocolate for me to eat. Lots of calamite, lots of
eat. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, I would just suggest today you go back and forth between 1460 and 96.5.
Keep checking.
Just check it because we are working our little butts off to try to get this thing done. And when we have to go up, and when the guy just I talked to from the streamer said, well, when you're there at the site, and I just didn't say anything because he has no idea that we have to drive an hour to get up to the site. So we'll see what happens with this. But chocolate.
Yes, chocolate. So when we left, I think the break, we were talking about movies, and then we were going to talk about chocolate. So
you want to start with movies first?
We're going to start with movies because we can go through that. So,
you finished 1 month.
Enjoy Movies in the Park has been a great success this year. We just finished at Caldwell Park this Friday with Star Wars The Last Jedi. And so we'll be moving on now for the month of July. We'll be moving to Anderson River Park down by the
river.
By the river, by the amphitheater. And we have a great lineup of movies for that location, so come join us. And then in August, we come back to Kids Kingdom or Enterprise Park. We're up on the soccer fields up by the road. And that's the first, I think, 3 weeks because we've cut that one a couple weeks short because people are back in school. Mm-hmm. And school starts early now, it seems like, and football season starts. So,
are the movies located in what is playing in your magazine?
No. So one of the bylaws for doing what we do is we can't officially publish in any kind of like television, radio for that. You know, we can't do that, and that's just so it can protect the local theaters.
Okay, but you can mention it today.
Absolutely.
What's this Friday in Anderson?
So this Friday is going to be Avengers, Infinity Wars. Yeah, but if you go to enjoymoviesinthepark.com or enjoymoviesinthepark.reading.com, there is a complete list of all the movies we'll be showing for the whole year. It'll allow you to have trailers, maps, parental guidance, all that kind of stuff. So, it's amazing. Big shout out to Dignity Health for them providing funding for this, as well as the McConnell Foundation and the Sierra Pacific.
That's great.
Yeah, so they're behind it, and they really believe in what we're doing. So.
Putting money back into local love.
It's truly, people say, if there's nothing in life that's free, but this is truly a free event. All you have to do is just show up on the lawn and throw your stuff out and sit under the stars and watch a free movie. So,
which is a segue into love and passion. Mm-hmm. And I'm going through the magazine and I go, who are these two guys?
Chocolate look amazing.
Dick and Taylor. Or Dick Taylor, introducing Dick Taylor Crafts Chocolate.
Yeah, so that.
So who are these guys?
Dick and Taylor are their last names.
Okay.
They're two friends that are in Eureka, Arcata area. You'll notice that in their chocolates, there's a kind of an homage back to boats and ships and things. And these two young gentlemen are, those consummate hipsters, new young generation that is just really going back to grassroots kind of things. And they built boats and ships in the bay there. And as they have matured, which is not, their idea or my idea of them maturing is totally different than my mature. But as they've gotten older and they have their families, building like that construction is hard on the body. And so
right.
At some point they made the decision that they wanted to try to change their profession. And I don't know the true spark, but they found some type of a love for dark chocolate. And so they have started Dick Taylor Craft Chocolate, and it was established in only 2010, but they're one of the top chocolatiers in North America now. And they only really deal in dark chocolate. And they what sets them apart from a lot is they're very unique. Everything is small batch. Everything is just like perfection. Like, they sort their own beans by hand. They roast everything by hand. The machines they use are all kind of old-fashioned machines.
Real craftsmanship.
Yes, very craftsmanship. And they deal with cacao in the form of 72% up to, I think, and then to the 80s. So that's what they deal in. And they do these beautiful bars that are like single origin. Some of them have things like, you know, obviously sea salt or they have cocoa nib or brown butter and dark chocolate. So, you know, if you're a dark chocolate fan, you can't find anything better. And we have dark chocolate covered almonds from them, and we get Easter bunnies at Easter time. Everything sells out. I mean, they are out of things all the time.
So do you have anything in stock now?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Okay.
We're loaded right now.
Okay.
And that's because this is part of our Tasting Sunday. So we're now open at the store on Sundays and from 10 to 2. And we always have, each month we do a tasting. So this month, for the month of July, we're sampling Dick Taylor chocolate.
Oh. See, we always talk about because we live downtown, we need to walk downtown, walk from our house, and just take it in from another kind of perspective with the walking tour of around downtown. Perfect to go on a Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And then do the tasting.
On top of it, though, that if that weren't enough, they're also world-renowned bluegrass musicians, and their band is called Huckleberry Flint. And we carry their CDs, and it's one of my favorite CDs that we carry.
Really?
Yeah. They're really good.
I love bluegrass.
They just got done doing a concert somewhere. I can't remember where it was.
I didn't know you loved bluegrass.
Love bluegrass music.
My first roommate in college for the summer was a bluegrass guy. And I heard so much bluegrass. I mean, it's, you know, practically it was coming out of my ears.
Yeah, Nashville Bluegrass Band. I was friends with
them.
And
there's a lot of types of bluegrass, you know. But yes, some bluegrass,
I'd like to bring attention to page 27 when it says get out there. And it's about the Ajumawi Lava Springs State Park. Because I've never even heard of this.
Most people haven't. And one of the reasons why is it's a jewel. But it's only accessible by boat.
Yeah.
I think they said it's 6,000 acres. And it's up in the far, far northeast?
Well, it's up in the Mill, Fall River
Valley.
And what it says is not just any boat, a kayak.
It has to be something that can go over
shallow water, canoe or kayak.
I think Nick may have talked about this because Nick has led kayak tours, and you talked about some place that was...
Well, there's another article in here, even so, that's called Boat and Sky, I think it
is. Yes, zip lining
It's zip lining and kayaking, and it's like the waters are so clear, it's like you're floating in the sky.
Well, this one said the water here is super clear
because this one too.
A large system of underwater springs sends water bubbling up through volcanic rock.
Yep.
Wow,
so
that would be awesome.
Volcanic formations underwater.
How far is that location that you're talking about, Carl?
If it's in the Fall River Valley, that's not that
fall,
far.
Beautiful.
And just a little caveat, that right next to that page that you saw, you see this like father, like son.
Mm-hmm.
This is an ad, but I just would like to give a shout out.
The dentist?
We were talking about 4th of July. We were talking about going to Mike and Julie Denius's family. Well, Mike is a dentist in town.
Okay.
This is his oldest son. He just graduated from LVU and dental school and has now moved home.
Fabulous.
And he is now the newest dentist in their practice. And this is their ad with his graduation and his wife. And then their other son, one of their other sons, is also in dental school or going to be going to dental school. And it's just a really fascinating family. They're salt of the earth people. And I just love nothing more to see things like the Milwaukee's where the kids follow in the footsteps and they come home and, you know, rejoin the community and bring
the Tates,
new, fresh,
Tates, all that. You know, and, you know, there's a lot of people around here. Brent Weaver, and I keep this second time I mentioned
the Denims.
The Denim. I mean, all these people that maybe in many cases have left and come back after they've gotten some time under their belt and they've come back here.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially Ashley and Randy Tate. Hey, we've run out of time here. We've got like a minute.
Yeah.
Closing thoughts.
I'm supposed to do something with the Tates as far as with TV, and I have just not. I just am so busy.
We've been on that show.
Yeah.
And Ashley, it's a great show. It tells things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We talked about the station here.
Yeah.
10 years. Wow.
I know.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. And for all of our winners as well.
Yeah, our winner of a basket, I guess her name is Roberta.
So Roberta's coming in, yeah. So you have to put that basket together. Yep. Thank you so much for your generosity.
Yeah, my pleasure.
James.
And by the way, the name of the chocolatier was
Dick Taylor
Craft Chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's
we have, I think, about 10 different bars in right now. And
there it is.
And we have drinking chocolate and covered nuts. And yeah, it's amazing.
Yum. Well, the pictures are spectacular.
The picture makes you want to jump in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and by the bar, yeah, because it's an art form. Okay, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday morning, and we appreciate you. We'll be back again tomorrow, and hopefully with our 96.5 FM tower up, right, Carl?
That's hopefully. You know what? When I say it's Dick Taylor chocolate, and it won't let me put it in the chat room, but we're changing up our website to
It'll just say
Richard Taylor.
Richard Taylor. It's doing an autocorrect.
Yeah, it's doing an autocorrect on me. Okay, hey, everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Hey, baby.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.